put nothing around them, just the top of them, you know, and yes, put the hay in that. Most of the buildings that I see, they're building now. Now, Silas Dubar down here may have a barn, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got a hay shed down here behind the house.
That's one of those kind of frames?
Yeah. Most all of them building them kind. Mm-hmm. Now, Cecil Lott's got a big old barn over there, but he's been there for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them got hay, just hay barns and things mm-hmm. like that. And I think that's going out of business. And yet everybody's going out of cattle business, tell me.
People around here weren't in the cattle business?
They're going out now.
They're going out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all selling out.
They're just not. Can't make a profit.
They can't make nothing out. The feed and stuff they have to buy, you know, is costing them too much. They can't keep them.
Yes, ma'am.
It's getting serious. That one got to tell them.
Yes, ma'am.
I think if it keeps on in another year or two, there won't be no cattle in this country.
Hmm.
Where everybody had cattle.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have a place on the farm where you kept your corn?
Corn?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, we always had a place barn for corn. Mm-hmm. We always had two big barns when we farmed to keep corn.
Mm-hmm.
Fill them full every year of corn.
Mm-hmm. Was there any special place where you kept the corn? Inside the barn?
Mm-hmm. No, just because we had big barns, just big shed. Houses, you know, mm-hmm. places, and throw it in there.
You didn't have anything like a crib?
Well, that's just a crib, what you call a crib.
Mm-hmm. That was just a place inside a barn.
Uh-huh.
Ever hear people around here use the word granary or granary for a place to keep grain?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I never have heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, ain't nobody around here been keeping no grain.
Hmm.
Now, a lot of people are planting soybeans and things like that, but they hold it right on off to them. They get it out of field, you know. Mm-hmm. Take it to Greenwood or Greenville or somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. Now, these field hills and all just as full. It's all, that's what's in it now, soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll take it away from you the time they get it thrashed.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have bins and things to put nothing in. No, and in Arkansas they got bins.
Yes, ma'am.
Because over by my brother, he had a place over there. He seen after the Cox place, I reckon 15, 20 years. And he had 750 acres of cotton besides all that wheat and beans and everything else. I reckon he had maybe 2,000 acres in there besides all the cattle and everything else they had to tend to. And they had them bins, you know, all about, you know, very big high bins all over the place.
Yes, ma'am.
To put all that grain in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he stored it over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the rice field, they had to have the rice all got out. We don't have nothing like that now.
I've never seen any rice growing before I got to Arkansas.
Oh, if we got any in here, I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any so far.
I haven't either. Now, we might have some over here in the Mississippi Delta somewhere, but I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all grow cotton on your farm?
Yes, cotton, corn, and things just like that. Like to go around here, you know. Not no wheat and nothing like that.